Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Know-How is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/know-how.
A lot of people say it's hard to upgrade the latest MacBook Pro.
Today, you'll know how to upgrade the hard drive in your Retina. Welcome to Know How, Leo Laporte with Iaz Akhtar. This time I get to do something.
This is awesome. This is your Retina MacBook Pro.
Yeah, you know, when the MacBook Pro with Retina display came out, iFixit, Kyle Weens at iFixit, who I love, admire, and respect, said this is the least repairable or upgradable computer we have ever seen. And it's because Apple glued the battery to the case, glued the screen to the glass. There were a lot of parts you couldn't replace. But there is something you can easily replace in here. And I thought I'd do it just for you today.
Are we going to need a soldering iron or anything to do this?
No, it's actually surprisingly easy. And what I'm going to show you applies not just to the Retina display MacBook Pro, but also to all the MacBook Airs. I've done this in the MacBook Air. I wanted a bigger hard drive. You know, the Air and the Retina displays now come with solid-state drives. Can I call them hard drive? I don't know. I mean, they're the mass storage device in your computer. There's no spinning. It's just flash memory. And Apple uses a somewhat proprietary setup for that. It's not, as you might have seen in other laptops, an actual drive that you connect via the SATA connector or anything like that. It's a little PC card. But it doesn't take very long before companies like the one I bought this from, Otherworld Computing, to come up with a replacement drive for the hard drive or the SSD drive in these MacBook Pros and MacBook Airs. And what's cool about this is these are expensive drives. They tend to be very low-capacity SSD drives. I bought mine, the base model, with 128 gigs. Really isn't a lot of storage. Or maybe I got I got 256 gigs. That's the base model. But we're going to make this one even bigger now. We're going to put a 480 gigabyte hard drive in here, and it's even a little bit faster than the drive that Apple ships. So that's nice. It'll be very fast. And the other reason I wanted to do this is so we can open it up and look what's inside.
Yeah, we need to do that. Plus, it's your machine, so we should actually do something with it.
Now, the nice thing about Otherworld, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So what I was curious about, and I think a lot of people are going to ask, why not just upgrade to the larger SSD when you're ordering the MacBook Pro?
Well, first of all, it's cheaper and it's faster. So, and frankly, I wanted to get my MacBook Pro with Retina display right away. 256 gigs is a lot, but 480 is even better. And I bought it so that we could do this on the show.
And on top
That's
of that,
the reason I got
on
it.
Top of that, I was thinking about that, the answer to that, because not only do you get that new drive, the 480 gigabytes, but you take the old 256, and with the Otherworld Computing enclosure, you have another SSD. So now you have more than you would have normally gotten. So instead of just getting 512, you have the combination of 256 and the 480.
Yeah, that's sugar that Otherworld Computing adds on top of this, at least until the end of the, the end of the month?
Yeah, September 30th right now, if you order from Otherworld Computing, you get the SSD, all the kit that you need to take apart the MacBook Pro, and an enclosure. That's, I think, for the total of $580.
So I haven't got my enclosure yet. I guess they're back ordered. But that will let me take the old drive, put it in an enclosure, and now I'll have a 256 gig USB 3 external
How
drive.
How awful to have an extra hard drive just laying around.
Right.
That's great.
So let me show you what comes in the kit. It really isn't very complicated. They have, by the way, we don't really even need to do this show because they have a great video on the Otherworld Computing site, MacSales.com, that shows you exactly what you do.
Let's do the show anyway.
We'll do it anyway. All you right. Get the drive. I've already opened this because I've gone through it once. This is the drive in a Mylar anti-static bag. That's going to be important. We'll talk about
That's
static
the
in a second.
There?
That's the drive. It's not much to it. We also get two special screwdrivers because Apple does this with all their hardware now, is using unusual screwdrivers that are hard to come by. This is a pentalobe screwdriver, a five-lobed, it almost looks like a flower if you look at it up close, screwdriver that we'll need for the screws on the case. And this is a Torx screwdriver. This is something that Apple's used for a long time on a lot of its computers. And, you know, it is better in some ways than a standard screw. It has more facets on it. There's an example of a Pentalobe. So it actually does a better job than a regular screwdriver. But I think Apple's also doing it because it's less likely you'll do it yourself.
Yeah,
this is an old MacBook.
This is a 2001 PowerBook.
Very
titanium.
Old MacBook.
If you look at this, you've got actual old screws. You can actually use a regular old screwdriver on these.
Yeah.
If you wanted to upgrade the RAM, it was very different back
I've
then.
Done this. Too.
Let's see if we can open this up. You actually just pop off the keyboard like that. This is how Apple used to be.
And take a look, though,
that's
by the way.
That's the RAM is, right?
There's
there.
The RAM. Now, the hard drive is on the bottom. You
yes.
have to take out
I've
the battery.
Actually, did upgrade the hard drive to this
but
a long time ago.
I just
ago.
Want you to look at that and remember what this looks like. There's the airport card.
Oh, yeah, there were expansion slots, all
yeah.
kinds of things.
Because we're going to look at the same thing going on in the new MacBook with Retina. So let's first remove the screws. And again, we're going to use a special Pentalobe screwdriver to do this. And Otherworld points out that each screw is different. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 screws we're going to have to remove. In fact, you might want to speed up this part of the video because this could take a little while. You also want to be careful when you take these screws out that you don't lose them. You can see they're very small. And you keep them in order. So what I'm going to do, this was Ayaz's suggestion, is put them right here on this blue piece of paper. I don't know if you can see that. In the same rough position that they were in before I removed them. That way I can go back and put, don't just lump them together.
Right, because there's three different size screws on top of that. So there's a little bit of weirdness when it comes to that. So organize it on a piece of paper. I'm a bit of a spaz. Sometimes I'll even scotch tape them to the actual paper because... Well, if somebody just comes by, runs by
you. Have
by
a small you, child, too.
Small child or a dog runs by, that paper goes flying, and you don't know what's what. So well, if you want to keep it organized, I definitely suggest, if you can, tape them down or be in a very, very quiet space if you can find one.
In Apple's defense, this is one of the reasons you use this Pentalobe or a Torx screwdriver. These are really tiny. If I were using just plain old Phillips screws and a Phillips screwdriver, it'd be easy to strip the heads on these. Mm-hmm. They're so small. So in a way... There, you just have a lot more security. When this is in, it really feels secure. You want to do one just
sure.
to see what it feels like?
Maybe I can
it really is pretty straightforward.
And if I scratch and break your machine, this is I'll buy it.
You see, if you feel how...
yeah, there's a lot of...
It feels good in there. You know you're not stripping the screw as you're doing it. And by the way, thanks for messing up where my screws are on this thing.
I told you I was a spaz. This is a known bug in the
iOS. You're making me nervous, iOS.
In the iOS OS.
So we've now removed the 10 screws. Let's not mess up that order because they're on the page in the same way that they are here. And that's, by the way, that's it. That's the hard... We just did the hardest thing. This prize right off. And this is the same in a MacBook Air. This is just a thin piece of aluminum that's covering the insides. Now, remember how that old Mac PowerBook looked? This is a lot more elegant, a lot more beautiful. These are the batteries, quite a bit of battery. By eliminating the battery enclosure, which you have on your old MacBook Pro, you made it so you couldn't remove the batteries, but you also made it so you could put a lot more lithium ion cells in here. You see, on the old PowerBook, we
that was
actually,
the battery spot.
Yeah, but in order to make this removable, you had to make it user handleable. These are not; these are actually glued in. You see the special asymmetric fans that all the people were talking about in there. This, by the way, is the hard drive. It looks just like that memory that we added before, and you can see I'm actually cheating here because this says Otherworld Computing. I'd put this in last week because I wanted to try out the new drive, but I'll show you how that works. Nice, very beautifully laid out circuit board. This is all clean. It's tight. There's not a lot of room for tolerances. To be honest, I wouldn't want to put new RAM in. It's soldered onto the motherboard. I wouldn't want to change anything else. So iFixit's right. This isn't a particularly upgradable, and I will take their word for it, repairable computer. But this particular upgrade's very easy. Two steps to this now. The first one is to lift up, and this is the one thing that'll make you a little nervous. And it's only this is the tape for the battery, and the only reason we have to remove this is a little lip overlaps the. So we're going to remove this. It's just glued on there like tape, and we're going to just take out the connector here, which is a little piece of plastic, and it just comes out with your fingernails. It just pries out. It's very simple. You couldn't really harm anything at this point,
so
I don't think.
You're removing the connector to the battery.
I'm just removing the connector to the battery so that this can come up and get out of the way of the hard drive. I don't think you even need to do that. I think they threw that in to make it look harder than it is, because that's it. Now, we have a special Torx screwdriver. There is one old school Torx screw, and that's the one that's holding the hard drive down. Oh, should we talk about static?
We should.
Because I'm going to get a lot of emails.
We should be.
I'm going to get a lot of emails, people saying, oh my God, Leo, you're putting your hands in this thing. You didn't ground yourself. If you live in an area where static electricity is a problem, that's usually places that are very dry, you absolutely will want to use a grounding strap. They're cheap. You can buy them at any electronics store. And then put that, attach that to a good ground. Best would be a cold water pipe that goes into the ground. But there are other places you can ground it. The reason I got in the habit of not doing that, we live in Northern California. Have you had any static electricity since you moved here?
Not yet.
Let me touch your
right
nose.
Right now, not really a problem.
So it isn't really a problem here. And people used to yell at us on the screensavers and say, you never ground yourself. It's not a problem here. But here, just to make it all better for everybody, I'll
touch
a grounded metal surface to discharge any static. And certainly, if you live in an area where there's static, be careful. Static doesn't hurt you and me.
It's going to hurt that machine.
Because it's very, very low amperage, but it's very, very high voltage, hundreds of thousands of volts. And that's enough to fry any of these chips. So that's one thing we should be careful of. All right, I'm going to unscrew this Torx screw. Single Torx screw, that's it, holding the hard drive in there. And that's it. I am now going to be able to just pull this hard drive out.
How much force do you need to pull that out?
Not much. It's not really. It's like the. Remember the RAM chips, the SODIMM chips that you added? That's it. There's a socket right there.
Slide it out, and there you go.
Slide it out, and that's the hard drive. Now, this is actually the new hard drive. Let me show you the old hard drive so you can see it. It really looks very much the same. It's a bunch of SSD chips soldered to a circuit board. This is the Apple drive. There's only one way to put it in. That's nice. It's notched. So you can't put it in upside down or backwards. The Apple drive had a little slot for a screw just like that. So I'm going to put let's pretend, shall we?
Sure.
Oh, I've just removed the Apple drive. Okay.
Okay, so like you said, it's slotted. You can't put this in wrong
unless you're some
kind of simpleton.
You'll match the slot up. There's a little slot on the connector. And it's just going to slot. It's easier than adding RAM was, because it there's not a lot of pressure. It slides in. You know it's in. The screw is good because it holds it right in place. And that's it. And now we've actually put in the new hard drive. We're going to tighten in this Torx screw. Would you like to do the honors?
Yeah, why don't I put this back together?
You're good at that.
And then
you have the tiny fingers of a small girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Yeah, I come from a long line of
small girls.
Small girls.
Yeah.
It's very true.
I have some small girls in my family. See, that wasn't hard. You want to try taking it out just for your own experience? So I as well just get this experience of doing this.
Because I would like to get one of these machines one day. Maybe when I'm a grown up.
Now, this isn't a cheap upgrade.
Oh, that's really easy.
Yeah, it's nothing to it. This isn't a cheap upgrade. What was the price at MaxSales.com?
$580 for
all right,
kit.
So it's a little expensive, I admit. You do get a lot more capacity, 480 gigabytes, but you also get some more speed, and I'll show you some benchmarks that we ran on this. Most of the speed increase I got was on reading. Mm-hmm. And that's true. SSDs are very fast for reading. I use a Blackmagic tester to test the speed of disks. I got the fastest speed on this drive I have ever seen, significantly faster than the speed of the Apple drive. In fact, I might not have even actually been able to measure it accurately. Before we close up, let's just say goodbye.
Before we close up, we should attach that battery.
Yeah, you might be. Maybe that's a good idea.
Small idea.
But you're in a hurry, Iaz, aren't you?
I'm always in a hurry.
I'm
going to
reattach the battery connector.
Otherwise, we got no power.
That just pushes right in. Yeah, I would have been saying, why is this not booting? I'm sure I did everything right. That snaps right in. Now, another question, does this void the warranty? At no point have we done anything that, in my opinion, would tell Apple that you've done this.
Oh, that's the giant
sticker. If you have a problem, take out the new drive, put back the old drive, put it all together. And I can't see any way that Apple could tell you've opened it. There's no, don't break this seal, warranty void. Technically, of course, you are voiding your warranty when you're doing this. But I don't think there's any way for Apple to know that you've actually replaced the hard drive. Just make sure you take the new hard drive out.
Yeah.
Before
it's kind
you
of a tell right there.
And put the old one back. That's why you do want to save this. And I am going to store this, at least for now, until I get that enclosure, in this anti-static bag, because it really does protect it from the static. So we're going to put that back in there. Now you can just put the top back on here.
Sure.
So the fastest read times I've ever seen, well over 500 megabytes a second. That's half a gigabyte per second of read times. Now, the write times were about the same as the Apple SSD.
These are tiny.
Yeah. You know what is great? This is a magnetic, magnetized screw driver. So You see, it makes it very much easier to work with.
And this is included with the kit.
Yeah. So now you have a Pentalobe screwdriver and a Torx screwdriver if you have to take apart the system again. And it really, I mean, that was very, very easy.
Really
very expensive, but you know, there are smaller drives. If you have a MacBook Air, it's exactly the same process. The MacBook Air, in fact, it's even a little bit easier. There are fewer screws on that. Otherworld Computing and others will sell you an upgrade drive for it, and you just have to take off the back, unslot the card. And this is, you know, I'm sure both a proprietary design and kind of using stock components, so it's not so very hard once Otherworld Computing gets one to say, oh, okay, well, I get what that is. That's, you know, Samsung SSD memory. It is a SansForce controller on here, which is, I think, according to Alan Malventano, my solid-state drive guru at PC Perspective, the best controller out there. It supports trim if the operating system does, and other nice features.
See,
more than 500 megabytes a second read time. My write time was varying somewhere between 200 and 380 megabytes per second. Write time on SSD drives is always a little bit slower than read time, but it was still really fast. And that's what makes one of the things, in my opinion, that makes these computers nowadays, Ultrabooks and MacBook Airs and now the MacBook with Retina, so fast. An SSD drive, turns out, you can have fast processors, but if a processor's waiting for the hard drive...
That one's not going. You know what? I wanted to ask you a question, though. Now that we have a drive in there that has no operating system, what are we going to do?
Ah, I love this.
So maybe we can get to that right after we thank Audible.
Ah, should we do an ad while you're screwing?
Yes, I think that's a great
idea. Have you ever done that before? So Audible.com is our sponsor of the show. Audible is the greatest audiobooks in the world. And now with WhisperSync, right? This is exciting. Amazon just announced they're going to add that WhisperSync feature that syncs up your reading, your point of reading on your Kindles. And they said they're going to start adding that to audiobooks as well, which would be really great. I use the Amazon Audible app on my iPhone, on my Windows phone. It also works on my Android phone. That means my whole Audible library is there. I could download any book. You know, one of the nice things about Audible, those books are yours forever. So I've been an Audible member for more than 10 years. I've got 500 or 600 books in my library. I can listen to any one of them anytime. I want you to go to, right now, audiblepodcast.com/knowhow, and you can get a free book. There's so many great choices. There's 100,000 books total. You'll be signing up for the Gold account. That's the book a month subscription. Your first month is free. Your first book is free. Cancel at any time. Pay nothing. And it's yours to keep forever. Let's go back to the Audible page because there's some great books. Do you ever listen to audiobooks?
I get to listen to audiobooks when I get a chance. And I'm really excited about the Kindle feature because
that's
I like to read
nice.
And then move on to the
audio.
Well,
imagine you're driving in the car. You're on your commute. You're listening to a book. You get home. Now you want to read. You're synced up to that same point in the book. You can read it. I do that all the time.
And the
I really
professional
like it.
Narration is just great. The when it's a reader. It's not tech. It's not some guy doing text to speech.
No,
where
no,
you hear
no,
this
no.
robotic
so
voice.
Much better.
You get to hear somebody actually giving these books life. So I
Let
really
me recommend it. The book I'm listening to right now. And actually, this is a great book. I've been listening with my child, my son, who's a senior in high school. He's fascinated by biology. He's very interested by Darwin, The Origin of Species and Evolution. Richard Dawkins' latest is called The Magic of Reality, and it is an incredible, easy-to-digest discussion of the science of evolution, of biology, of how we know what's really true. It's nice and short. Great book for you to listen to, but can I recommend another great book if you've got a high school age child to get them excited about science? Richard Dawkins' new book. He narrates it, by the way.
And
he,
oh, wow.
Henry, and along with Lala Ward, Henry said, how do these guys, they sound so good. What is? I said, well, he's just British. He has a very posh accent. Audiblepodcast.com/knowhow. Your first book's free. Please enjoy. All right, now.
So we got this MacBook Pro.
That wasn't hard, was it?
No, that was so simple. But one of the things about the Retina, they throw out, there's no optical drive, and the new versions of OS X aren't available other than getting it through the App Store. How on earth are we going to get an operating system?
You're going to love this. So, of course, if you have the Apple drive, as I do here, like mm-hmm. on Dell's and HP, there's a hidden partition with an installer on the drive. But you're right. I just took the drive out. That's a blank drive in there. Well, Apple's thought of everything. This is actually one of the great features of OS X. It started with Lion. It's available in Mountain Lion 2. If you hold down Command and R when you first start up your computer, you will boot into the recovery drive. What if you don't have a recovery drive?
There's no partition in there anymore.
It will load the operating system from the network. There's enough firmware in here for you to go onto your Wi-Fi network, enter in the password. It will then ask you for your Apple credentials. I logged in as myself on iCloud. It knew that I'd already bought Mountain Lion. It actually knew what computer it was. And it installed it over the air and installed the operating system directly from the network. It says, I don't know, you can't see it. It says reinstall OS right there.
Oh, wow. So you just did that.
You don't actually need an OS. You don't need a disk. You don't need a USB key. You press Command and R, and you go into recovery mode. You have to have a Wi-Fi or Ethernet network, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if you're online and you're able to get online, and that is very reassuring. It means nobody needs a boot disk. Nobody needs an operating system disk. If you're using a Macintosh, you can always go out there and install the version of the operating system that came with this machine. Now, that's something I want to point out. This machine came with Lion, not Mountain Lion. So it installed Lion. I immediately upgraded. Mm-hmm. And I was good to go.
But that won't have the settings that you had on your original drive, right? This is a fresh install?
It's a fresh install. Right, so that's another reason why you might want to take advantage of Apple's, of Otherworld Computing's external drive. Because if I had the external drive case for this, and you would need that, I could then copy all the data from this onto the new drive.
Yeah, if you don't want to wait, you could actually probably just copy that using Carbon Copy Cloner to a regular hard drive and boot off
you wanted to. I didn't say that, but I presume that anybody who watches this show is already backing up, right?
Of course they're backing
up. Of course you are. So I'm going to boot in. By the way, the boot is very fast on an SSD like this. I've already installed the operating system. And let me just quickly run the Blackmagic disk tester. And let's just see what kind of speed we're getting on this nice new Otherworld Computing drive, which cost me how much?
Total was $580.
It's expensive. It's something, you know, if you're buying the Retina, you're already spending a lot of money, I think.
It comes with everything, though. That's the big key. You're not charging extra for, like,
and they even have an excellent video on how to do this. All right, so let me launch the Blackmagic disk speed test. This is available in the Apple Store. Mm-hmm. It's designed, Blackmagic, as you know, makes video equipment, so it's designed to see if your hard drive is fast enough to record high-def video, stuff like that. You choose the target disk. You choose the size of the stress file. I'm going to choose the largest 5 gigabyte, and I'm going to choose the target drive. There's only one drive in here, so I don't really have to worry about that. And then let's just press the start, and we're going to see how fast this drive is. Right now, reading 280 megabytes a second.
Megabytes, not megabits per
second. Megabytes. And watch, we peg it. So I don't know what the speed is. It may actually be faster than this. It is not only in the red, it is pegged at the maximum, which is 504 megabytes a second. It could actually be faster.
We're going to need another test.
It could actually be faster.
That's
how fast this drive is. It's so fast that Blackmagic didn't think you'd ever be using anything quite that fast. Let me see if I could show you here. Here's the
So you're not just upgrading it. You're not getting a lousy quality SSD. You're getting something that screams.
It's pretty good, I have to say. That's the advantage of SSD. 300 megabytes a second read, write, which is always a little slower in SSD, and we don't know how fast the read is. So you can find this at maxsales.com. It's expensive. I've done their upgrades before. I did the same kind of upgrade in my MacBook Air, and I've had good results. And I love it that they include all these screwdrivers. Now I have a Petalobe and a Torx screwdriver. I'm ready to work. And I'll tell you, having more space on this makes a big difference. A little bit faster than the stock Apple drive, a lot bigger. There you go. That's how you do it. It's not so hard, actually, to do the upgrade.
Yeah, I mean,
was that hard?
That was so simple that it's like...
You shouldn't be scared.
No, don't be scared. If I could do it, if Leo can do it. But basically, how many times have you done this?
I was drunk when I did it. That's how hard,
The hardest thing, I think, right now is actually trying to hold the screws. They're so small.
They're tiny.
Thankfully, that's magnetic.
It's nice that they have a magnetized screwdriver. It makes a big difference. Anyway, thank you for letting me do this upgrade and giving me an excuse to spend all that money.
Yes, that's exactly why we do the show, to give Leo an excuse to buy stuff. And by the way, if you wanted to find links to any of the things we talked about, or you want to see the detailed instructions, they're available at twit.tv/KH. Obviously, this episode, pretty easy. So you can just do this in, 15 minutes if you wanted to. If you were, making yourself a cup of tea, it might take you 15 minutes to do it. So again, the show notes are available at twit.tv/KH. And you know what? We actually got an email the other day.
We did.
Yes, because we did that episode on virtual machines, and a lot of people were wondering, why do it? We got this great email from Richard Paul Phillips, who said he just finished watching the VM episode, and he wanted to mention another use for VMs for him. He runs critical... It's and time-consuming software. So it takes a very long time for him to install software on his VMs. If the hardware dies, he has the ability to take that VM and take it to a new piece of hardware just like that without having to reinstall everything. So that's a great usage for something like a virtual machine. And thanks, Richard, for writing in. We really appreciate that.
Thank you for watching the show. Do you know what we're doing next week? What have you been? I gave you a week off so that you could do something very,
next
very
week,
elaborate.
We're doing
week.
Some home VoIP solutions.
So this is, you know what? I know how hard this is.
We're going to take your plain old telephone service and we're going to give it the boot.
Can I show you my OB high and how that works?
Is that going to be allowed on TV?
Yes. I will show you my OB high.
Well, now that you know how.
Go out and do it. We'll see you next time on Know How. Bye-bye.